Senator Jason Rarick is a Republican who is running for Senate District 11. He's running for re-election. District 11 includes Carlton, Pine, and parts of St. Louis County, and towns in places like Cloquet, Willow River, Moose Lake, Barnum, and Hinckley. Senator Jason Rarick joins us now. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So why are you running for re-election?
Well, over the last 6 years, as I've served in the legislature, I've had many people reach out and thank me for the job I'm doing and appreciate the efforts. And so just I want to continue serving the people as I have grown and been able to understand the role of the legislator more and more each passing year.
Let's talk about priorities in your district, in Senate District 11. If I made you choose two priorities, what would they be?
I think rural broadband is something that I've been working on for a number of years. And probably outside of the economy and the COVID situation right now, by far the number one issue. We have to get better internet service for rural areas so that we expand the opportunities for business or people working from home, and then education, whether it's elementary, high school, or college. We just are so limited with the education opportunities that people have because of our limited access. And then I think statewide, as well as our area, this coming session is going to be how are we going to deal with a new deficit because of the shutdowns, and where are we going to be able to make cutbacks in spending so that we have the least impact on the services for the people of Minnesota?
We are still in a pandemic, and I think most people are affected by it daily. What are your thoughts on how the state of Minnesota has handled it so far?
You know, I think especially at the beginning when things were so uncertain, things were handled very well considering what we knew. I wish now that we were going back to having the legislature work together so that we could really look at making it more regional and handle it differently in different areas of the state. Depending on the comfort level of the people and the population density. So I'm hoping we can get back to having the legislature and local people be able to have far more input in what is going to be done as far as mandates or restrictions.
So talk a little bit about what, because the pandemic really interrupted the last session and you're being called back every month for this special session, that affected the bonding bill and the supplemented budget bill that have a big effect on people in your district. Can you tell us more about that and what hopes you have for it?
You know, it's just in general, there was a lot of good legislation that was being worked on for this last regular session. And just not being at the Capitol and having, you know, such a lack of access to the people and to discuss really ended up causing a lot of good things that were being worked on to fall to the wayside, including the bonding bill and the supplemental budget. Those two are still being worked on, and I am very hopeful that they are coming to an agreement that we will yet have another special session in September, or potentially the October 11th or 12th when we come back again because of the emergency powers. But I am still holding out hope that both of those are going to get done. I know most legislators want to get that completed, want to get that done, especially the bonding bill right now because of such a downturn in the economy. Getting these projects up and going would benefit the whole state.
We're talking with Senator Jason Rarick. He is running for re-election in Senate District 11. The Minnesota Correctional Facility in Willow River is within your district. Can you tell us a little bit about what they are facing and what you think the outcome is going to be there?
Yeah, that is one of the situations You know, we knew last year coming into session that the Department of Corrections had a budget deficit looming. That was very important right away that we were hoping to deal with that. The supplemental budget not happening was a big reason why they're coming forward with the proposal to close that facility and the facility in Togo. I struggled with that. We attended a rally in Moose Lake, and people who work there, the community, presented their case and really explained incredibly well why closing the facilities is not economically viable for the department. They save money, actually, by running those two programs, and to try to move the program into a different facility, they explained again why that just will not work. So I've been working with the agency and a number of other legislators to get them to change their mind and realize there are other cutbacks that could happen. But closing those two facilities in the long run is not going to save the agency money. It will end up costing them more money.
Yeah, and both Togo and Willow River, it's not just the people that are there and the program that they run, but they really are doing a lot for the communities where those facilities are.
Yeah, absolutely. The people of Moose Lake gave a litany of examples with how the people in the SIP program have reached out and been so helpful to the community, from the helping getting the flooding hit to just a lot of community things. And as a member of the board of East Central Habitat for Humanity, they have helped out with a number of our projects, building homes that they've come in and done roofing, they've done sod work. So you know, they have built great relationships, not just in those communities, but in surrounding areas as well. They've traveled all the way down to Princeton for some of the projects that Habitat for Humanity has asked them to help with. So I really hope we can save that program in the current location.
Before we go, I wonder if you'd talk a little bit about the issue that families and businesses face, especially in small towns and rural places, when it comes to the lack of daycare and the high costs of daycare. What are you seeing in your district, and what do you hope for the future?
Yeah, you know, daycare, no matter where you travel, we've been hearing about that lack of daycare, which prevents people from being able to get to a job as needed. But yeah, rural is lacking even more. And I think we need to be able to reach out. First is we want to make sure our children are safe and we have proper people watching them. But I do believe some of the paperwork and qualifications that they're required to go through become onerous and just prevent so many people that would be willing to do it to not do it. And then I think another thing I've heard is a number of people who do it, it's like maybe they have a spouse that's out working, and so they decide they're going to stay home. Well, then they open up their home to watch other children so that other families can go to work. It becomes their occupation. But when their kids are older, they want to stop doing that. And there really isn't a good way to then transfer that over to somebody else who would be in that same position. So those are things that I'm hoping we can address and make it easier for people to start it and maybe just do it on a temporary basis without all of the requirements being met, just because that would really, really expand the opportunities for people in our rural areas.
What are you hearing from small businesses in your region? How are they doing during this difficult time?
It depends on the sector that they're in. Many in the construction industry have been doing well, if not better than normal. They are now starting to struggle to get the material, and their cost for material has increased, but the business is there. But you know, the service industry when it comes to the bars and restaurants and the salons and the fitness centers, they have really, really struggled. And for them, it's been especially difficult watching the large stores like Walmart and Target and Home Depot be able to stay open, and they've been closed. And so that's something that I hope we can look and take a more regional approach to say, let's let some of these small businesses that are the lifeblood of our small towns to be able to stay open so that they can continue not only to serve their communities, but to maintain their livelihood.
That is Senator Jason Rarick, a Republican who is running for re-election in Minnesota Senate District 11. For more information, you can go to jasonrarick.com. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.